Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murray.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing it, shit, the rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Buddy, you kind of computer did. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we brought up bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 577 of the Murder Master Music Show, and the first one of 2019. Man, bring on my co-host Mac J. How you doing, Mac J?
Man, what's going on with it, Prince? 577, man.
577, 600 is on the horizon. So is your season 7, whatever you want to call it, year 7. it's huge. It's huge, man. Tonight we got, you know what I'm saying, we got, you know how we always, we make sure to get the youth, the younger cats on here, man. Like, we had Little Busy Bone, we had Little Infamous, the son of the late, rest in peace, Lord Infamous. Tonight, man, we got son of Sacramento Pioneer 6. We got Little 6, man. We're going to chop it up with him. He's got some dope music he sent me tonight, exclusive track that hasn't been heard yet, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to hear his story. We're also going to find out, you know what I'm saying, about the history of Sacramento. You know, when I was writing for Murder Dog, we put out a compilation called Who Put Shaq on the Map? And Hollis, you know what I'm saying, and of course, so many legends, you know what I'm saying, Brother Lynch, you know, SIBO, X-Rated, just got out, you know what I'm saying. Of course, you got to mention Six, man. That's one of the dudes that put the fucking Shaq on the map, if not the dude who put Shaq on the map. So we're going to give our audience, you know what I'm saying, it's a history lesson. It's about Sacramento music tonight. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to bring in my brother Exit Only here in a minute, but first I'm going to bring out Little Six. I'm going to chop it up with him. And, man, just see what's up with the homie. Little Six, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? I'm doing all right.
What's going on with it, bro?
So, honored to have you.
Can y'all hear me clear?
Yeah, we
can hear you.
All right, cool.
We got you loud and clear, man. It's another, you know what I'm saying, second generation talent, you know what I'm saying, talent in the bloodline. You know, I just heard... And the song Living Dead ever since. Seen the video, homie Emo. Shout out to Emo. Big. You got them cold, vicious spits, man. It's not like, you know, some cats, they sound a little bit like their pops or like their relatives, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're dead on the money, but you also got your own sound, too. Tell everybody a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, who you are, where you come from, and a little bit about your DNA.
I can dig it. Yeah, man, my name is Six. I go by Lil Six, though, for, you know, rap purposes. But I'm from Sacramento, man. South Sac, Elder Creek. Can y'all hear me still clear? My phone kind of tripping. But
yeah, we got you.
Yeah, Sacramento, man, 916 is trying to get my feet wet in this music shit. But really, just growing up, listening to all the OGs, all the motherfuckers y'all name off, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, What, now your relation, you're the son of Six.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Saying,
no problem.
Tell everybody who your pops is, you know what I'm saying, and what's his history in Sacramento? How far does it go back?
Shit, to my knowledge, you know what I'm saying? 80s, you know, it was wrapped in the 80s, late 80s. Six is my pops, obviously, but him and Lynch, you know, been rapping for a long time, man, putting it down for Sac back in the cassette days, man, you know what I'm saying? Mixtapes, cassettes. Way back in the 80s to the 90s, and basically they just formed that Sacramento Sickness, you know what I'm saying? That's who invented it. That's where it came from, you know what I'm saying? You hear the term 9-1 Sickness, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't know where it came from. You hear the term EBK. I ain't hear EBK before them, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is, man. That's what I'm bringing. That's what I grew up listening to. I grew up in the studio with them. That's my family, so that's the way I'm coming, period.
What does, like, Lynch say when he hears you rap or your father? Man, what do they think of your skills?
To keep it 100, my pops hasn't heard nothing yet. I ain't talked to him in a little minute. So he knows that I'm about to start rapping, or he knows that I was going to pursue it, but he hasn't heard anything yet. But Lynch, man, to keep it 100, man, I did a couple of little fuck-around songs with Lynch, you know what I'm saying, years ago. And he's been telling me to rap. He's been like, man, why don't you quit that job? Fuck, come rap, man. You know you're supposed to be rapping. And I didn't necessarily want to rap, you know what I'm saying, up until now in my life. So I have rapped a couple times, you know what I'm saying, just because I can and it's fun. But really, Lynch has been trying to get me to rap. So, man, it's just an honor to be in the same conversation as him, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just now starting. I'm humble. I know I'm starting at the bottom, but. Motherfucker showing me love, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you're starting at the bottom, but you're starting at the bottom with an extreme amount of talent. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get into our first track here in a couple minutes so that people can hear exactly what I'm talking about. But how long did it take you to perfect your style and your flow? Because, I mean, you sound like you straight up came, like you could have been on 24 Deep or Season in the Sickness.
No, I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. I had a mixtape with my brother and my cousin, you know, Stunt Boys, born when I was 17, and then I rapped like off and on, you know, saying like 21, 22. But now I'm 29, and I haven't taken rap seriously until the last 7 months. So what you're hearing is you're hearing me grow. You know what I'm saying? This is me at the bottom. So. Like, I haven't been practicing. I didn't grow up rapping my whole life. You know what I'm saying?
This is just you elevating it as you're going along, pretty much.
Yeah, this is just in me, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? It's in me, literally. This is just how I rap. When I freestyle, when I have a regular job or not, this is just me. This is how it came out. You know what I'm saying?
See, and that's amazing because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people... It takes years for them to develop their craft and their flow. This is proof that, you know what I'm saying, the shit gets passed down.
Well, I respect the game, though. I know I made sure I wasn't going to sound stupid. You know what I mean? I know I got big shoes to fill. So I respect the game, and I definitely done my homework and research, and, you know what I'm saying, just I'm a fan first. So I've already listened to everything for me, man. It's just, you know, just making sure I represent myself and represent my DNA in the right way.
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring on the homie X and Only from Jackson, Mississippi. I'm sure he wants to chop it up with you. What's up, X? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm good, fam. I'm good. What's going on with you? What's going on with you, Lit Six?
What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Oh, everything's good, brother. Everything's good. Every day above ground is a good day. And that's for real.
I respect that. For real.
I got much respect for you, man, and I actually want to take this moment to salute you. And I'm going to explain why. I'm from the other generation. I ain't going to say the generation that your father came up under, but the generation up under him. You're a generation up under that. And just to hear how you pay homage and respect to all of those that came before you, in a time frame we're in now where everybody who coming into the game feel like they just want to be disrespectful to the pioneers that laid the road that they'd even walking up on, I want to salute you for being 100% real about it. Without what happened before you, you can't even be doing what you're doing. You acknowledge that. And I want to salute you for that. Yeah, I want to salute you for that because there's too much fuckery going on out here, too much the industry trying to divide up the younger generation and the older generation. And that's just a bunch of propaganda.
I'm trying to bring
it
together.
I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to do the same thing, little bro.
No age,
and that's,
man.
We in this under hip hop. Yeah, we in here under hip hop. So we're going to have to stick together because if they can divide us up, they can destroy us. And that's what they're trying to do is divide it so they can conquer it. So, little bro, I salute you for everything. Keep it going.
Hell yeah. Thanks, brother. For real, for real. I appreciate it.
Man, for real. Keep it going.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, the homie X-Rated just got out, you know what I'm saying, after many, many years in the joint. Have you talked with him at all? Have you chopped it up with him?
Yeah, I talked to him. I met him for the first time, you know what I'm saying? I was in that video, too.
Oh, you was in California Dreaming?
That first one. Yeah, for like a super split second. But, yeah, man, I chopped it up with him. We touch bases.
Another cat, you know what I'm saying, huge catalog of music right there. So the city,
hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying, they're embracing you, it sounds like. It sounds like the cats are definitely getting behind you, man. How does that make you feel?
Man, honestly, I'm just grateful. I'm humble, man. Like, not too many people get this opportunity. And when I started to make music or make this album, it wasn't even to release to the public. It was just for me. It was just for my soul was missing something. You feel me? And I had to give myself a voice. And to have people actually want to hear what I have to say or want to hear my music or like my music or just take interest in the shit, to me, that's just dope as fuck. And I can't do nothing but respect it and make sure I come correct because I know – man, that's just not easy. You know what I'm saying? Getting people's attention or getting motherfuckers to actually support you. And, you know what I'm saying? They don't have to. I got a lot of infamy because of my name, what I talk about, where I come from, and who I am and who my father was. So, you know, I got the opposite from it. But all the support and love, man, it's just not one sickness coming back. Look, man, it's for the real music fans, man. Like, I really want to put out some music that motherfuckers, like, can respect. And make the motherfuckers rewind my shit. Make the motherfuckers go back. What the fuck did he say? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not playing. I'm not playing with the little, like, get in and get out with the money shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing this shit with passion. I'm doing it because I want to. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll tell you what, with the type of, you know, the talent you got and the attitude you have towards the music, man, you're going to grow a good fan base over the years, man. And every time you drop, they're going to fuck with you. You know, and that's what it's all about.
That's the goal. That's the end goal, for real.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Now, for those that don't know exactly, you know what I'm saying, who your father was or who your father is, you know what I'm saying, he helped put Shaq on the map, you know what I'm saying, a legend, man. He's been locked down, man. How long has he been down for now?
Shit, man, I kind of just answer those questions with basic math, man. I'm 29 now, and he was 12 when I got locked up, so 17. So I was 12 when he got locked up. Yes, 17 years so far, you feel me?
And you know when he's coming home? Or?
Supposedly when I'm 40. As a child, that's what I was told. And I really don't ask. You know what I'm saying?
So when you're 40, so he's been down a minute, and he's going to be down apparently a little longer. Is there anything, you know what I'm saying, I don't know the you know, what's going on with his case or situation or anything, but, you know what I'm saying, what exactly is he in there for? Is it some type of a conspiracy, or what's going on with your father?
Nah, man, y'all could just go Google my name after this interview and get all that information. That's public information, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a family issue, so I don't really speak on it out of respect for my myself and my sisters. But it's public information, you feel me? All you gotta do is Google his name and it'll pop up. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100.
Well, I respect that. Google
my name, I got the same name. So you're going, when people Google my name, they're going to see that. So Google me. Shit. You're gonna see it.
Yeah.
It's not me. Man. But if you Google my name, that's what comes with it. So you know that at the same time, that's what that kind of gives me my pass to say whatever the fuck I want to say in my raps too, because that's where I come from. So really, nobody can tell me that I'm faking with this 9-1-6 shit, because you know, I grew up sick. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I was just about to ask you. Yeah, I was about to ask you the same type of thing. Did it affect you with your writing style, the situations that your pops went through, and being away from them so long? Do you channel a lot of what you was growing up with in the music that you're making now, or is this just like, I'm just releasing stuff?
Nah, this is my real life, man. I'm not making nothing up. Obviously, I'm putting art in there. I'm putting my crafts. I'm putting, you know, creativity in there, but I'm just telling y'all how I grew up when you listen to the songs. But see, since I'm older now and I'm doing music for the first time seriously, I got to tell y'all from when I was a kid. So some of these songs are from a 12-year-old's mind, say, a 16-year-old's mind. So I'm not same age in all these songs. You feel what I'm saying? So when I'm angry in these songs, it's younger. You know what I'm saying? I'm older now. I'm grown now. But I'm not skipping. I can't skip nothing. You know what I'm saying? I got
to
start from
history,
from my roots.
It takes the real
artist
to channel that. To be able to go
yeah,
that
so
far,
you
man.
Hearing some
channel
of these songs, you hearing some
know.
Of these songs, that's anger from when I was 17 years old. Gang banging, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So
that's
when
dope.
You
that's
when you hear
dope.
These songs, man, like you got, I'm gonna need y'all to keep that in mind too. You know what I'm saying? It's titled Hell's Angel. You know what I'm saying? It's not no satanic shit. It's just I grew up crazy. I grew up with motherfuckers worshiping that shit, but I found my way to the light at the same time. So I felt like I'm Hell's Angel.
Oh, being that you went through it, you have every right to speak on it. Exactly. Well,
yeah,
let's give him a dose of that sickness, man. Let's give him some of that.
Yeah.
Let's hit him with the track you sent me, Dead. You said the song's never been played before, anywhere.
Nah, y'all actually about to debut it, really. I'm about to put it on my SoundCloud because I told my people that, you know, after 6,000 plays, I'll upload another song. But I didn't want to upload the song until after I did this with y'all. So y'all really about to play it for whoever's listening first right now.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. This is Little Six. Name of this is Dead. Who did the production, homie?
Man, my homie Devious One. This motherfucker just hit me up on some, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fan of the old school sound, and just shot it to me for the motherfucking free. And this is what I came up with. So I need to give him his credits, produced by the Devious One. I'm going to give him his credits when I shout out all this shit, but that's what he went. That's what he goes by. That's his production name.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
We'll be right back with Little Six. Don't go nowhere right here. The Murder Man's
yes,
Show. Yes, sir.
UGS Light.
One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. I gotta get my motherfucking energy. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. I gotta get my motherfucking energy. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene, it looks to me. A nigga got a ride on your fuck, have to deny. Your looks is gonna die from my first ride. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene, it looks to me. A nigga got a ride on your fuck, have to deny. Your looks is gonna die from my first ride.
I'ma say whatever the fuck I want to, nigga. Shut me the fuck up, that's what you won't do, nigga. Suicide by cops before I take my own. Knock a nigga off his block, all let him take that chrome. You got your game from sick, you got your name from sick, you got your fame from sick, nigga, I came from sick. South Sack dangerous, loud pack flame the shit. Black flag hanger, bitch, I'm still slinging dick. I'm still sick made, nigga, y'all still bitch made, nigga. And if I run high to them shields, I still switch blade, nigga. Hell's angel lifting up souls, making up fist face, nigga. Still tipping off four falls and I still lick brains, nigga. I ain't no switch flame, nigga. I ain't no switch game, nigga. I was born dead for life and I'm still insane, nigga. Don't be sporting hella ice. If your crew thing, nigga, we gon' be scoring every night. Let you see who's sick.
One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene, look to me. A nigga got a ride on your fuck, have to deny. Your look is gonna die from my post ride. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene, look to me. A nigga got a ride on your fuck, have to deny. Your look is gonna die from my post ride.
I'm from that sack, yo, we stacked out. That nigga that let that Mac blow. Get him in for the low, make the dividends flip and grow. Cause all we know It's hustling, get that paper up. You crossed me when I was down. You for sure gon' feel these razor cuts. We blaze them up. They're crucifying him in public. It was suicide when you fucked us. Now it's do or die. Any deckers, they know who am I. Interjection, just some bullets flying and touching. Your insides and enzymes, I break you down like 10 times and inside. Been infected with the sickness. I take pride in skinning my victim. Drain them. Hope the family don't miss them. Bang them. Leave the body parts missing. Hang them. Proceed to change the scenery. Scrape the flesh up out of my nails and spark up that greenery. Ain't no singing me. When it comes to that sick shit, it's 9-1. S-I-C-X, nigga, I've been it, I've been sick.
Been that double E representative, yeah.
Sick mate and not bitch mate, ain't no way you niggas not feeling this. Not
one nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene, it looks to me. A nigga got a ride on your folks, has to deny. Your lips is gonna die from my first ride. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene, it looks to me. A nigga got a ride on your folks, has to deny. Your lips is gonna die from my first ride. Your life is gonna die from my first ride. Your life is gonna die from my first ride. Your life is gonna die from my first ride. Your life is gonna die from my first ride.
Your life is gonna die from my first ride. Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, you most definitely represent Sactown. I love you, Prez. You know, I love when I hear newer artists or newer songs, and it still give you that feeling from, you know, like I, as soon as I hear that song, I know where he's from. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong,
man,
with that.
I appreciate you noticing that, bro, because I'm from Sacramento, California, man. I want everybody to know I'm from Sac 916. Like,
that's what I just told Prez. I said, man, this sounds like classic Sac shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Straight the fuck up.
Salute to
my
you
brain
on that.
Is not
man.
In 2018, bro. Damn, it's not even 2018 no more. My brain is not in 2019, man.
Yeah, I can't catch up what year it is. It's probably 2008 in my brain. I don't know. But I feel
I'm saying? So I'm making
now, man,
music.
But a new twist. You got your own sound, too. That's the dope thing about it. You're able to bring your own style to it as well. What about taking it on the road, man? You know, now that you're getting things going with the music, are you going to start going to different cities and states, maybe? Maybe overseas?
Hell yeah, that's... Man, I'm willing to go anywhere they're trying to have me and pay me, you feel me? But I'm doing small shows locally, and I got some stuff coming up, so, like, you know, I'm not doing it for fun. I made up my mind when I released my... You know what I'm saying? When I made up my mind, I said, I'm going to do this shit all the way, so I'm going to go wherever it takes me.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bust my ass the whole time, too.
Well, I'll tell you what,
my bad,
man.
I'm trying to smoke this blunt.
No, man, hit that shit. Hit that shit, man.
Yeah, I need to smoke.
You ain't the only one doing it. You good.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm like, man, I need to smoke, man. It's an honor to be on this motherfucker, but literally, this is my first motherfucking interview, so, you know, I'm nervous as fuck.
I'm going to tell you right. You're doing good.
It's an honor to have you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've done 1,000 interviews, and I still get nervous every time because every time's different. You don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And hearing you, you know what I'm saying, speak about, you know what I'm saying, the history of Sacramento and what you got going on, I mean, it's encouraging because I look at hip-hop right now, and especially with the mainstream throws out there, and it's just disgusting, man. So it's catch
it's
like
a fucking mess right
hope.
Now.
Yeah, it's
a mess
like,
right
man,
now.
Don't these motherfuckers even know what a verb is or fucking?
They don't
noun?
Know.
I mean,
they don't know how
shit.
To read. They don't know how to write. So they just freestyling everything. But I ain't get on this motherfucker to talk shit. But I want motherfuckers. I want to be respected for my bars. I want to be respected for my lyrics. I ain't trying to. I'm not. I don't want to be respected because of gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to really listen to my shit.
Yeah. Respect you for your craft, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We got the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a question for you. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning over there. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Sin, Happy New Year, brother.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, Happy New Year too. Hi, Scott and Mac too. And hi, Little Six.
What's going on? What's good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
I appreciate you calling from France. That's just crazy.
Every day. I got a question about In fact, on Love It Dead, ever since your song, you paid homage to the classic album, Season of That Sickness, from Brother Lynch.
Yeah.
It was a classic, but at the same time, it was, yeah, this album was very underrated because now we have a different perception. And it's the same for X-Rated, the Exorcist album, or the album of your brother, Dead for Life. What's your perception now of this album today represents the Sacktown sound, the sickness sound, I'll say?
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I'm from Sac, so nothing's underrated over here. You know what I'm saying? That shit's on the highest pedestal in my brain, period. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? That's just my family, man. I'm literally tied in DNA family-wise. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up listening to my family. You know what I'm saying? I just happen to have some dope-ass spitters in my circle, man. So, you know, I really want to make a classic Sacramento album because that's where I'm from. That's what I'm doing. But all them albums, that's the shit I grew up listening to, man. That's just, I can't help but show love. Why wouldn't I show love? But I don't think none of that shit's underrated, man. Not where I'm from, not in my circle. On a global standpoint, yeah. I don't even think they know. So it can't be underrated if they don't know.
Yeah, but when I said underrated, it's because the hip hop fan base who listen to hardcore stuff, a lot of people cite Necro, all that shit, but they don't cite Sickness of the classic. You know what I'm saying?
Man, ain't nobody fucking with 9-1 Sickness, man. When it comes to that dark shit, when it comes to that sick shit, no, it came from Sac, man. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
What about like Gangsta Nip down in Houston? He's been doing the gore. I mean, you can't really compare it to the 9-1 Sickness or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But the style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, but the style, man, like, fucking, like, Gangsta Nip, other people that's been doing that style of shit, like, I just don't put it together, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I haven't heard all that stuff, but I know motherfuckers are doing it back then. But for me, when I talk about the sickness, I talk about 9-1 sickness. It's specifically
that's a whole different
shit,
thing.
To me, that's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I listen to the other shit too. You know what I'm saying? I listen to the other dark shit too. But for me, this is family. You know what I'm saying? So for me personally, I don't compare my family's work to anybody else's shit. That's our shit.
Yeah. Well, 9-1 sickness, man. That's definitely. To this, I heard LeBron James
on Facebook, he was rapping
that Lynch, and I was
I'm not gonna lie, when I seen that shit, I texted Lynch, I was like, nigga, have you seen this shit? You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh shit.
I get happy
for him, you know what I'm saying, when I see shit like that, because we are underrated, motherfuckers don't give credit to Sac, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, but to see LeBron though, you know, LeBron, that's different, bro. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah,
I didn't think LeBron was going to cuss. Does LeBron cuss?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
I was like, LeBron says nigga? I was like, what?
He was talking about rest and piss on that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that shit was dope as fuck, bro. That shit was dope as fuck.
I mean, if I would have seen Michael Jordan rapping Assassins or, you know, some ghetto boy shit back in the day,
yeah,
it would have tripped me out, you know. But yeah, that kind of stuff like that, you know, it shows you the impact that the music has.
And look
has
where he's at now. Now he's in L.A. He was doing that when he was in Cleveland, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he came to L.A. And you know Lynch is a fucking Lakers fan.
Yeah. Lynch, I tell you, man, that guy, I don't know what keeps him going, man. That dude's just been putting out music, you know, consistently for years, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to have him on your album or X-Rated or anybody?
Yeah, I got some shit with them on there already, man. I've just been keeping it in the vault to make sure, you know, when I do come out, motherfuckers actually know who I am and know where I'm coming, you know what I'm saying? But I'm keeping all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, for the album. But, yeah, man. I got features from a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of legends. And for me, I just reached out to my family. And they was like, hell yeah.
C-Dub, it's like that. I met, you know, maybe Emo.
Yeah, man, C-Dub got, I mean, Emo's my stepdad. He literally got me rapping in the first place as a kid. So,
you know, Emo got you into the rapping then.
Emo got me in the studio. I grew up, you know what I'm saying? You know, my pops was gone, whatever, but my stepdad, Emo, had the studio at the house, so he did music. And I seen him do music, you know what I'm saying, fucking every day, you know what I'm saying? So he got me in the booth, and that's when I was doing my little stunt boy things with my cousin and my brother, YB and Mace. So
you had no choice, but
I was a kid back then. Like I couldn't even cuss. Like I couldn't even say what I wanted to say. I'd get in trouble. So I wasn't even really trying to rap. I couldn't rap about what I was doing. I'd get my ass whooped by my mother. So it was just like, shit, let me grow up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Talent was everywhere. No wonder why you got them vicious bars, man. Let's give them some more of that, man. This is the video. Living Dead Ever Since, man. Why don't you intro this one for us?
Man, this is Living Dead Ever Since, paying homage to my aunt Lynch, everybody that came from Sacramento, all the motherfucking legends. 916, let's get it.
And when I pack me a gun. And oh, when I was young, I dreamed of eating them niggas that fill them up with them hollow slugs. Smoking filling my lungs, the stress that got me numb. That double E Major one, the devil's only son. That sick made me sick nigga that got that 9mm gun. That nigga that makes them motherfucking bitches come. They thought that I was dumb, but six is not the one to go off from no punk ass debt. Nigga, I'm gonna rap my set. Bitches get sprung, get wet just like the rest. I'm a nut all in her neck, gon' run me up for check and I'm gonna kill for my respect. Live with no regret, loading up this tech, killing off the left. Fortunate, but they drip when my mind gets sick. Them bitches either cry or stay stuck on my dick, cause I'm that nigga that they call CS. I got them bitches fiending for my shit. I work that clip, thinking fuck with my dick. And it's that nigga that drill for the reason. It's the season of the sick. I'm satisfying my urge to get that pussy quick and kill all that exists. So what is my intent? To show these motherfuckers life in sack ain't shit. I get to getting real sick when I'm chasing after my sis. That psycho sick, so shit. Put him in his place, then 32 his face, and guaranteed I won't miss. Cause living with that 666, you learn that the devil's up in your house. And the meals you put in your mouth was supposed to twitch. My brain is trained to be sick, but now I'm like Lynch, huh? I'm chewing up all the evidence, no cure to heal my skin. The human meat fit, slice into the skin, lifts that sick nigga so sick. Living dead ever since.
Living dead ever since. Living dead ever since. Living dead of a sin. Living dead of a sin.
I mean, that right there, that track right there, Lil Six, is just vicious. I mean, that, you know what I'm saying? Man, I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. What's the name of the album?
Hell yeah. The name of the album is Hell's Angel.
Hell's Angel? When does it drop, Lil Six?
Man, I'm trying to drop it on my birthday, man, February 17th. So now that y'all didn't squeeze the release date out of me, now I got to get off my ass and really do some more work. But I really want to drop it on my birthday, man. But it's going to come between February and March, but I'm trying to shoot for February. But yeah, Dead for Life, the original album title was Hell's Angel. You know what I'm saying? So fucking, but it got swapped out for Dead for Life, so that's why I went from Hell's Angels, because I got to go back to the beginning.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? It's coming soon, people. It's coming soon. You heard a taste of it tonight, and I tell you what, when you drop, you know what I'm saying, here in another month or two, man, come back. Let's play a couple more tracks, chop it up a little bit more, man. We'll bring you on and... You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man.
Maybe we'll do a Sacramento roundtable. You know what I'm saying? That's something we want to do, too, because that's one of those areas.
Hell yeah.
There's so much talent's come out of there over the years. You know, like I said, we did a double CD compilation for Sacramento.
Yeah, man, it's a lot. It's a
bring,
lot.
We'll bring
a lot
him, on, we'll bring him on with the homie Emo.
Yeah, I
got to
get my
Emo. Emo, that's that
yeah,
nigga,
get my
man.
Boy, my label mate, man, Fat Cow, man. We got Fat Cow 396 on the Diamond Life Music Group. That's the label we coming out on. He got fitters too, man. Yeah, he's on my shit. I'm on his shit. That's the label mate. I'm rocking with him 100%, and he gonna show you. He bringing that 916 shit too. He coming how I'm coming, but in his own way. You know what I'm saying? So check him out too.
Yeah.
Fat Cow 396 Diamond Life Music Group.
And give me that music, homie, if you're listening. Give me that music. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. Shout out to the homie Emo as well. Before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor. Make sure you give everybody all your info and make sure they can, get at you if they want verses, man.
I appreciate it. Doing collabs and shit, man. Like, this shit is fun to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just started, so I'm not burned out, I'm not bitter, you know what I'm saying? I don't come with no ego, man. Hit me up on Instagram, LILSICX. I keep it real simple, man. LILSICX on Instagram. Tap in for verses. Send me beats, lil6916@gmail.com, LILSICX, the numbers, 916@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm selling verses, I need beats, I'm buying beats. We're trying to get this shit out, this 916 shit back. I'm staying on my own lane. You feel me? Shout out to Diamond Life Music. Shout out to my boy Eric. Shout out to Devious One, produced that track. Shout out to all the motherfuckers that came before me, all the motherfuckers that spit real bars and got some real art, some real crafts and that shit. And I could go on for days with shout outs. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my kids, Lil Max, Vivek. Shout out to my wife, Wendy. My mama, Tisha. Mama, I love you. I had to do that, bro. But my son just walked in right now. Say what's up.
What's up?
Say what's up. It's my little son, man. It's little baby six. But yeah, man, everybody
hey,
that's fucking me.
What's up, little baby?
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with them.
More,
y'all look,
more
they both came in here.
DNA right there.
Man, it's their real name is six too. Their middle name. You know what I'm saying? SICX.
Wow.
Yeah. So, man, just holler at me online, man. I'll be on Instagram. I'll be on Snapchat. I'll be on Facebook. But really, all the music stuff is to my email and my Instagram, LILSICX.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. One thing I did want to ask you before you go.
Hold up.
One of my favorite artists is Sebo. Sebo is, you know, obviously, as you know, a legend.
Yeah,
have you ever you know, came across him or thought about working with him?
Man, I'm honestly, bro, everybody that we all name and I would love to work with, man. But like, I literally just started working 7 months ago. Like, motherfuckers don't even know who I am yet on that type of level. So that's what I'm hoping to get to. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers hear my shit, actually respect my shit and want to work with me as well. So, but hell yeah, man, I want to work with everybody that can spit, everybody that paved the way, everybody that made real gangster shit. Man, I grew up to that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was raised in that shit. So I really do want to work with everybody, but I want to work with everybody because they want to work with me too. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to earn that. I don't want to buy it. I don't want to co-sign. I want to earn that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, man, it was a hell of an honor to have you on the show tonight. Play some dope music. We're going to hit that track one more time. Who produced that again?
Devious One, man. I forgot
Devious
where he's from,
One.
But he hit me up on Facebook. Devious One, man. I'll make sure. Y'all got like an archive or something like this? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to play this motherfucker back, post it up, shout it out, and I'm going to tag
man,
Devious
I just,
One.
As a matter of fact,
I just
tagged you in it, brother, and it'll be live
on our
site here in about 20 minutes after we end the show. But that's
yeah.
the link.
Shout out Devious One for the beat, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, you forever in the archive, and we appreciate you coming on. We got 577 episodes, so you can go all the way and listen
Hell
to
yeah.
number one all the way to 577, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate
yeah,
you for coming
love.
On, man.
We look forward
man,
to the next time.
Appreciate y'all for
bro.
Having me.
Most definitely.
Hit him with that shit again, though, because now they're going to bother me for it because I've been posted drop one, so now I got to upload that shit right after, but I'm going to let y'all. I want to make motherfuckers listen to this shit to hear it a couple more times.
Hell yeah, man. Here it is, man. Dead right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Lil Six, we out this bitch.
Peace.
One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. I gotta get my motherfucking energy. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. I gotta get my motherfucking energy.
One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene. Look to me, a nigga gotta ride on your fuck. After tonight, your looks is gonna die from my first ride. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a gene. Look to me, a nigga gotta ride on your fuck. After tonight, your looks is gonna die from my first ride.
I'ma say whatever the fuck I want to, nigga. Shut me the fuck up, that's what you won't do, nigga. Suicide by cops before I take my own. Knock a nigga off his knock, all let him take that chrome. You got your game from sick, you got your name from sick, you got your fame from sick. Nigga, I came from sick, South Sack dangerous. Loud pack flame the shit, black flag hanger, bitch. I'm still slinging dick, I'm still sick made, nigga. Y'all still bitch made, nigga. And if I run high to them shields, I still switch blade, nigga. Hell's angel lifting up souls, making up fist face, nigga. Still tipping off four falls and I still lick brains, nigga. I ain't no switch flame, nigga. I ain't no switch game, nigga. I was born dead for life and I'm still insane, nigga. Don't be sporting hella ice. If your quick bang, nigga, we gon' be scoring every night. Let you see who's sick.
One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a Gina. Look to me, a nigga got a ride on your fuck. After tonight, your look is gonna die from my post ride. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a Gina. Look to me, a nigga got a ride on your fuck. After tonight, your look is gonna die from my post ride.
I'm from that sack, yo, we sacked out. That nigga that let that Mac blow. Get him in for the low, make the dividends flip and grow. Cause all we know is hustle and get that paper up. You crossed me when I was down, you for sure gon' feel these razor cuts. We blaze them up and crucify him in public. It was suicide when you fucked us. Now it's suicide. Any jackass ain't no who am I. Introduction, just some bullets flying and touching your insides and enzymes. I break you down like 10 times and since I been infected with the sickness, I take pride in skinning my victims. Drain them, hope the family don't miss them. Bang them, leave the body parts missing. Hang them, proceed to change the scenery. Scrape the flesh up out of my nails and spark up that greenery. Ain't no singing me. When it comes to that sick shit, it's 9-1 S-I-C-X, nigga. I've been it, I've been sick.
Been that double E representative, yeah.
Sick made and not bitch made. Ain't no way you niggas not feeling this. Not
one nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a Gina. Look to me, a nigga got a ride on your fuck. After tonight, your look is gonna die from my post ride. One nigga dead, two niggas dead, three. Niggas laying lonely back for fucking with a Gina. Look to me, a nigga got a ride on your fuck. After tonight, your look is gonna die from my post ride. Your look is gonna die from my post ride. Your look is gonna die from my post ride. Your look is gonna die from my post ride. Your look is gonna die from my post ride.
Yo, sir. No questions. I'm not telling you to make it.
And when I pack me a gun, and oh, when I was young, I dreamed of eating them niggas. I fill them up with them hollow slugs. Smoking, filling my lungs. The stress that got me numb. That double E Major one, the devil's only son. That sick made me sick nigga that got that 9mm gun. That nigga that makes the motherfucking bitches come. They thought that I was dumb, but six is not the one to go out from no punk ass debt. Nigga, I'm gon' rap my set. Bitches get sprung, get wet just like the rest. I'm a nut all in her neck. Gon' run me up a check and I'm gon' kill for my respect. Live with no regret. Loading up this tech, killing off the left. Fortunate, but they drip when my mind gets sick. Them bitches either cry or stay stuck on my dick. Cause I'm that nigga that they call CS. I got them bitches fiending for my shit. I work that clip, thinking fuck with my dick. And it's that nigga that drill for the reason. It's the season of the sick. I'm satisfying my urge to get that pussy quick and kill all that exists. So what is my intent? To show these motherfuckers life in sack ain't shit. I get to getting real sick when I'm chasing after my switch. That psycho schizo shit. Put him in his place, stand 32 his face, and guaranteed I won't miss. Cause living with that 666, you learn that the devil's up in your house. And the meals you put in your mouth was supposed to twitch. My brain is trained to be sick, but now I'm like Lynch, huh? I'm chewing up all the evidence, no cure to heal my skin. The human meat fit, slice into the skin. Lift that sick nigga, so sick. Living dead ever since.
Living dead ever since. Living dead ever since. Living dead of a bitch. Living dead of a bitch.